WGCH News Center time is 8:21. Third Thursday of the month means it's our monthly Greenwich Real Estate Report. Joining me on the line, the Executive Vice President of the Greenwich Association of Realtors, Stacy Lowe, and 2020 GAR President, John McAtee. Welcome to both of you. How are you doing this morning?
Doing well, Tony.
Well.
How are you doing?
Doing okay. Okay, we got you both on the line, and let's run down some of the numbers. Stacy, how's the real estate market doing during this coronavirus pandemic?
So it's really interesting. There's obviously a lot of modifications being made, and you know, accommodations during this time with the stay-at-home order. But what we're reporting on is March, and the numbers were actually not very affected by COVID-19 yet. So we had 35 single-family residential closings for the month of March of this year, as opposed to 27 as of March 2019. I think you remember we talked about first quarter numbers last year, and they were some of the worst that we've seen in many years. So this number, 35 single-family closings, is right in line with what we've seen in other previous years, 2017, 2016, 2015. So it was a pretty normal month for March. You know, we'll see what happens in April. We can talk about that a little bit towards the end of the call. But for March, that's what we saw. The median sale price for single-family homes is $1.3 million. That's down slightly from $1.5 million. The average days on market decreased to 227 days from 255 days in March 2019. So that's trending in the right direction. There were 13 condo co-op residential closings reported during this time period, which is a decrease from the 15 that were reported in March 2019. So, again, that's pretty on trend. And the median sale price for condos and co-ops was $550,000, which was slightly down from $569,000 the year prior. Condos and co-ops days on market are also trending in the right direction, 128, down from 163 in 2019. So overall, March, we still saw a good amount of activity. So again, it'll be, you know, there are some things for us to watch in the upcoming months. But John can definitely lend a little bit more flavor on what those numbers mean for the past month and the quarter so far.
Sure, John, go right ahead.
Well, I think, Stacy, you have a great outline there, and what people need to keep in mind, which is the numbers to date, these contracts, for the most part, had been negotiated months ago. So some of these were certainly negotiated pre-COVID-19 and the awareness of it. That said, you know, as we look year over year, there were some interesting things that came to light. Cos Cobb, which last year was very soft, actually in March, had seven closings, which was up, you know, 133%. So that was encouraging. I think what we're seeing as a trend is that the entire market is actually getting absorption. Every single area was up month of March 20 versus 19. And as Stacy said, the first quarter numbers also were strong. So in Greenwich, overall market, we had 103 closings year to date, or for the first quarter, which is in comparison to 74 last year. And even though last year, as we touched upon, was one of the worst quarters we had seen, 2020 first quarter was the second best first quarter that we've had in 8 years. So we really were trending into this strength. And the key is, how are we going to be affected by COVID? And I think things that we're really following there are new listings and pending properties. And we're even getting into weekly numbers. But for new listings, to no surprise, they were off in March. There were 105 new listings versus 152 this time last year, and then for the overall quarter, we were off about 11.5% in inventory. As far as median price goes, Stacy touched upon it, is a little lower at $1.3 million for the entire market. Greenwich actually was quite strong in March at over $2.3 million, and what brought it down was Riverside numbers of $895,000, but in relationship to only four transactions for the month of March, it's a small sample, and I think it also shows that there is value in every price range in every part of town.
All right. We're quickly running out of time, about a minute to go, but what's kind of the protocol moving forward, or as things exist now in terms of showings, open houses, inspections, things like that?
Well, I would say that we're really impressed. All the attorneys, title insurance companies, the municipalities, the clerk offices, they are working and coordinating. So there is a path to transact, and those are for deals that are being negotiated. Inspectors that are part of that are out and doing inspections. But the real protocol is how to be safe and access properties. And it really is only by necessity. As you know, real estate was deemed an essential business by the Executive Order 7H. And a lot is done virtually, but people do need to touch real estate to actually transact. And we have great protocol if and when needed to access. It's in correlation with all the homeowners and the brokers and the purchasers, their comfort level, policy for individual firms, and guidance from CDC, National Association of Realtors, and Connecticut Association of Realtors.
All right. And Stacy, you're working out of the home then, and John also?
Yep. Yeah. Our whole team is working remotely. I know that most of the firms in town also have their agents working remotely. The beauty of real estate is it is kind of a remote job as it is. So for many of our agents, this doesn't really affect their ability to be productive. So that's one thing to be grateful for during this time.
All right, great. Well, we're grateful that you're able to call in this morning. I've been speaking with Stacy Lowe, Executive Vice President, Greenwich Association of Realtors, John McAtee, President, 2020 GAR, our monthly Greenwich Real Estate Report. It's a new time, and I guess those numbers are going to be quite interesting when we get to May to talk about the April numbers, right, guys?
Definitely.
Yeah. All right, great. Thanks very much for your time this morning. Have a great day. Stay safe.
Thanks, Tony.
You too. You're welcome.
WGCH New Center time is 8:29. Top national.